This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. It is the morning shift. Miss Allie Mack doing a nice job on the Mack drop. My name is Mike Johnson. That's Squid Billy.
I disagree.
Sitting over there.
I thought that her Mack drop.
Did you say disagree?
No, I said.
I just thought. Okay.
There's you.
No, I
those
said.
Letters again.
I said I disagree.
Okay. Just checking.
You can't do that. Okay. She can. You can't.
I didn't do anything. I just asked a question.
I thought it was very hateful. I mean, she's been very hateful to me in the last week.
She did
week.
Say you outkicked your coverage, so that wasn't too bad.
That's kind of a weird.
That's a
backhanded compliment.
Yeah, that's.
But I did give you kudos on the trash can situation.
That's true.
Yeah, you did. You also called me heartless
an underhanded shot
the other
at me.
Day. I mean, you're taking your shots.
That's right. The beauty of Allie taking shots is that on Fridays, Grant joins us. And so you already know what time it is.
Yeah, we got to get back.
I just want to say this, though, Bo.
Okay.
She is simply doing what you do when you like somebody. So she's just reciprocating the energy.
You
admitted Bo earlier in the show.
He's I'm going to take shots at you.
He said it earlier today. I mean, just like an hour ago. He said that, you know, when you like somebody that you're going to take shots at
them. When I respect you, I'm awful to you.
Such a good call.
Exactly.
I just expect the most out of you. And Dylan, you're quickly moving towards the unlike category. So just keep it up.
I'm just
keep it up.
Being
keep
fair
it up.
And just like I always am here behind that glass.
Look, well, maybe in year two for Allie, she can settle into not taking shots at us. Speaking of year two, there you go. You like that pivot?
Love it.
Speaking of year two,
you went
let's
a long ways for
dive
that,
into the Zach Robinson, TJ Yates, Michael Penix, all of this entire staff, and really a lot of this offensive football team and defense too. Are all in the year two, right? And that's what happens when you don't have a head coach fired and you're able to develop people and you're able to sit Penix on the bench for a little bit and have Kirk Cousins in there. Earlier in the week, Zach Robinson was asked about being in year two, man. Are you feeling okay? How's things changed for you?
Yeah, no, it's like a night and day. And I think I can't remember if I said it last time, but, you know, like I've got a great buddy, Nick Cayley, who's offense coordinator in Houston. And, you know, he's going through first year and we're talking every week like, hey, how'd you handle, you know, and there's just so many things that you are unforeseen in that first year doing it that, you know, it's definitely a lot more comforting. Obviously, we know our players. We know all of our staff members, how we work well together and understand what our players do well. We had a good idea going into last year, but then now you get them for a full calendar year and you get a great understanding. So it's a lot more, you know, last year obviously was fun. This year you're taking a little bit of deep breath and you don't feel like you're just swimming upstream the whole time. So it's definitely a lot better being year two of the system for sure.
Breaking news, I've never been an offensive coordinator in the NFL. I don't know if anybody knew that. But I will say this, having been a player in those situations, the ability to just show up to work and focus on the things that get you better on the field, and that speaks for coaches too, it's massive. You're not worried about like, where's my parking spot? Or where's my family today? Are they flying in? Like everything that comes along with just settling into a situation, I think is what Zach Robinson's talking about. His buddy's dealing with the opposite, But he's like, you know what, man? This is kind of old hat. I know what to show up, and I know how to make changes and do a little self-scouting as well.
Well, that's it for me. You know, I think you should figure out your parking spot after maybe a couple of days. But the self-scouting and figuring out what you did that didn't work, what you did that did work, and then how to – I think probably the biggest thing if you want to go to – I think game planning, there'll be some – it'll be some growth. But the biggest growth point for me with Zach Robinson is the adjustment during a game. And I know that we've had this conversation, and you and I agree that this whole making these second-half adjustments is very much an overrated thing. It's not near as much as fans probably think it is.
There's fans that think you can reinvent your offense at halftime.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They're like, oh, yeah, just run the triple.
But
like, No, man.
I think it is – I think to me it's about identifying quickly what a defense is doing and what they're – and then taking advantage of that, right? So if there's – how many things would you go into a game plan thinking that you're going to focus on? Like you have like maybe three or four things that you think that you could get – maybe from a defense, like that might work against a defense.
Yeah,
and then,
for sure.
And probably in that first drive, which we all know is scripted, but it's not scripted that what it's not scripted that every play is on first down, we're going to do this. Second down, no matter what, we're doing this. That's not what it is. It's on first and 10 to start. We're going to start with this play. And then if it's second and 5, we have these three plays to choose from, right?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah, so I think you probably are going to get a good feel if you have a good first drive. Say you go 10 plays, 75 yards. You're going to get a good feel for what they're going to do against certain looks, right?
Yes.
And so then you kind of know if it's going to work. And I think that, to me, is where he knows immediately, okay, they're going to play this way. If they do that, we're going to eat.
Yes.
And we're going to attack that until – They play it differently, and then we also saw on this other right. Does that make sense? Like, I think that the lack of awareness probably early in a play caller's career at times can keep you from really taking full advantage of things.
Well, and to me, that's what it is. It's in-game play calling. To your point, I think the in-game play calling is what takes things up a notch. I don't necessarily know if it's game planning, and the way you go about game planning usually is, all right, we know what we're good at. Let's identify what they're bad at. And then let's try to imagine how they are going to make changes based on what we're good at. Let's just say that they have they're down to their third string defensive end on the left side of their defense, or I guess it would be the left side of the offense. So you look at it and go, hey, and we used to call these lunar plays where you basically pull a guard or attack the edge, in a heavy rundown. Like, so we call them sun or moon or whatever. And you're basically pulling, like, we're going to pull, if you get a wide nine technique, we're going to pull our play set guard and kick that guy out. If he gets into a tight technique, we trust our tight end to be able to reach block him, right? And we can do it different ways. We can attack that guy. Now, you're sitting there going, okay, well, that means they're probably going to walk up a sand linebacker. And I won't get too deep into the nitty-gritty. But once you get into year two, especially with the amount of players you have back offensively, if you're Zach Robinson right now, you know what they're good at. Like, Zach Robinson probably went into multiple game plans last year going, hey, this team, this defense is really vulnerable to the screen game. And then he gets in the game for us, and he starts calling screens, and you're looking at it going, for whatever reason, we're not very good at running screens. You know, like, name whatever it might be, we're not good at this. And then you go, like you say, hey, we're going to work on screens in the next couple of weeks. We'll get back to it. That's week 7. We'll go back to it in week 10, okay? And then you get to week 10, you're like, we're still not very good at screens. So moving through this offseason, there's two things you can do. Number one, you identify why you're not good at screens. And then you also know that when you get in that moment in week 7, if we're still not good at screens, probably ain't going to happen in 2 weeks' time that we're going to get good at it in week 10. It's not going to come to fruition.
And maybe during this offseason, they're just reimagining what a screen is to them.
Yes.
I think we know a screen pass is kind of cut and dry.
Yes.
But I think that you can reimagine the way you do it in a certain way with maybe how you position a player or how you – Who goes where, right? Like,
yes.
I mean,
I'm glad you asked this question, if you will allow me, because TJ Yates was asked this question about, hey, man, let's throw in a new couple of plays this offseason.
Yeah, for sure. You can't just like throw something in that you don't do. It's not like we're going to just randomly install a triple option or something like that. Yeah. Even though it works for somebody else, it might not work for our personnel, how we're built, or it just doesn't really complement things that we already do. So that's part of it. It's got to be a nuanced thing where we got to make sure that it fits with what we do. It fits with our players and how they play. And it's not wholesale changes or anything. They're just little tweaks or something we might have done last year. We didn't, you know, didn't turn out as good as we hoped, and we just tweak a route or tweak a technique of a route. Some of these changes are small, but they can, you know, really lead to big things in the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
So he says the word tweak. I say reimagine.
Yeah.
Did I use all the letters, Allie?
He says that.
You did. I'm proud of you.
And it's like, I think the bigger point is he's like, it's not wholesale changes. Yeah. We are what we are. We're going to run the wide zone. Dwayne Ledford's still here. We got 4.5 starting offensive linemen back. Bajon's back. We're going to run the wide zone. Like, it's not because we have Michael Penix, we're not all of a sudden spreading things out and going 5 wide every play, right? We are what we are. This team was built a certain way. But I think to his point, maybe there's a chance for like a key play, which is like an automatic cutback. Like maybe there's something that just complements what you are doing that I think TJ Yates is alluding to.
There's something to be said for knowing who you are and having an understanding. When you do that, when you understand and you accept this is who we are, and it's on all levels. It's not just in football. I mean, it's in any level of life. When you understand who you are and accept it, and go, this is what I am, and I'm going to make the most of it. Like, it opens up a whole world. And and with the playbook, Mike, how many different variations are there of an average play?
That's the too broad of a question.
Oh, okay.
Too broad of a question.
What was your favorite play to run as an offensive
power.
Lineman?
We power. Powers. Pulling guard, gap scheme, down blocks.
How many variations? Just like throw a number.
I'm trying not to zig when you're zagging because I'm like, I could say 50 and it would make sense to me, but to the average person, I don't know, 3.
Okay, but to the average, but to an offense.
You add tight ends, you add fullbacks, you add H-backs, you add steps out of the backfield. You go under center, you run it out of pistol,
right,
you run
it
out of shotgun.
Like,
there's a million different ways to run it, but in the end, it really comes down to 3 different ways.
Okay. Paul Johnson, when he was at Georgia Tech,
yes.
How many plays did he run? Not, like
I
to,
would
to
say
the average
five.
Person. 5.
Yes.
But I bet you he had 5,000 different ways
for
to run
sure.
those 5 plays.
I know for a fact that's true.
And that's what I'm trying to get at, is that they can run the same play, but that now Zach Robinson knows what doesn't work in it.
Yes.
And but more importantly, he knows what does work, and he is rethinking different ways to run different looks out of the exact same formation. And to a defense, you're like, doing this. We saw this. Boom, wrinkle. That's what makes Kyle Shanahan so sick as a play caller. Is
yes.
Kyle Shanahan run the same play, and the next thing you know, Jacob Tammy has leaked down the sideline, and Matt Ryan is hitting him for a 45-yard touchdown which no one saw. And that play literally happened now in the 2006. But that's what I'm looking for in Zach Robinson.
And we should have fun on the show one day, and I should throw out a play to y'all, and y'all come up with names for the variations. Because it's so fun. Like, that's one of the most fun things to do if you're putting a play. So we got power.
Yeah.
Right? So think about things like words that come after power in the English language. Power bar.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have a play named power bar. Power plant. You probably have a play named power plant. Power pole. Probably have a play in that name. Well, what are we going to call this power variation pole of power to where the tight end blocks out on the nine technique? We'll just call that
slam.
We'll call that power line. We'll call that power line.
But yeah, you're like,
I'm hearing Goofy movie now.
Goof guy, yes, there's that. I love that. Power line concert.
But do you have to say power in front? You're already in power, right? So you just say slam.
I'm glad you asked that, because that's exactly what happens going into year two with a quarterback and a coordinator and a passing game coordinator that are on the same page. You can start doing things like deleting the word power. Hey, man, we're going to run plant. Beautiful. I don't have to worry about telling him it's power plant. I can just run plant. I can just say, hey, plant. And they all are on the same page. Yeah. That's what happens after year one.
Hey, you ain't getting that anywhere else on sports radio. Also, you know where else you can't? This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. You won't get it anywhere else than Zero Res.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the return of Ronald Acuña Jr. and the Braves falling flat in Washington. They're headed back home tonight, and so is our great MVP candidate. We'll also go in the huddle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.